Good afternoon, family and friends of Bartimaeus Baptist Temple. That was Bob Sorge speaking about his devotional book entitled Secrets of the Secret Place, in which he shares how God has allowed him to work through some pretty overwhelming personal tragedy and to grow closer to him. For those of you who may have been here 10 years ago, hard to believe it's been that long, you may remember Bob, who so graciously shared in September of 2009 his personal testimony of triumph over tragedy. Now, I've had this book on my shelf for at least that long, but the Lord in his perfect timing prompted me to pick it up so we could pick up where he left off. You know, in fact, it's pretty amazing. First of all, let's switch the PowerPoint. In fact, Paul speaks about that in this passage that we are going to look at today from Romans 15, verses 4 through 6. For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. Now may the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus, so that with one accord you stay with one voice. Glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. All right, Bible scholars, except Don. Any structural elements that just sort of leap out at you about that particular passage? Let me give you a hint. Sort of like repetition, or maybe repetition, or maybe there's something that's being repeated. I don't know. What do you think? Let's look. Let's switch that PowerPoint. Whomever is doing that today, thank you. All right. All right, if you look, the terms perseverance and encouragement repeat. Go figure, right? Amazing. Now, what does that mean? That usually is of significance. In other words, when you repeat things to people, and sometimes we have to repeat things over and over and over, they're usually important, or we wouldn't bother, right? Exactly. You got it. So I wanted to do something a little different. I didn't want to put it in. I'm just going to read it off my smartphone. And that is a passage from the book, Secrets, The Secret of Endurance. Paul coined a fascinating term, the patience of the scriptures. It's found in this passage we're looking at, Romans 15:4. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. The original word for patience in Greek, it's hupomene. Hope I'm saying that right. Means constancy, perseverance, continuance, bearing up, steadfastness, patient endurance. The scriptures are my source of constancy. Every time I return to them, I am renewed in my posture of waiting on God alone. Not only do the scriptures bear me up and enable me to endure, but the witness of our God's purposes and ways is consistent from Genesis to Revelation, when I see the unbroken pattern of Scripture that God eventually reveals, His salvation to those who endure, I am strengthened in hope. The Scriptures speak of the patience of the saints so frequently that the Scriptures themselves are said to be patient. I mean, that's an amazing thing. Because if we spend time in the Word and we really meditate on it, we are really going to be able to build up the kind of endurance that we need for the trials that are ahead of us. So let's look at something now. Let's switch the PowerPoint, if you would, please. So, sort of giving you the answers, but let's look at them together. So when we go through trials, what do we need? We need patience. And how do we get there? Through perseverance and encouragement. And what's the result? Hope. Hope is the result. What an amazing thing. So I just want to persevere and encourage you to not give up your hope. Not give up your hope. The Lord is working through the trials that you're going through in order to build that endurance that you're going to need. He does it because He loves us. I know. Sometimes I'm wondering. Anyway, let's do a closing prayer. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for Your Word. And we just praise You and thank You for giving us all that we need in order to do what You've called us to do. And like You say in this particular passage, so that with one accord, You may with one voice glorify the Lord. Glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So Lord, I am praying for everyone here. Everyone, He who is in the land of the living has hope. So I'm just praying that we hold on to that hope, Lord, and encourage each other as we press forward towards the goal, which is in Christ Jesus, Your Son and our Savior. And for that, we are eternally grateful. Amen.